This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The U.S. insists that anyone captured in war should be considered a prisoner of war and protected by guarantees of humane treatment and fair trials. This comes as Russian state television showed video of two U.S. military veterans who disappeared last week while fighting in Ukraine. The videos confirmed that the men were taken captive and raised fears about their fate. Alex Druk and Andy Nguyen, both from Alabama, are believed to be the first Americans captured by Russian forces since the war began on February 24th. Druk is shown on camera telling his mother he is alive. Russian TV, which broadcasts in English, says the Americans are being held by Russian-backed separatist forces in the Donbas region of eastern Ukraine. The European Union's executive arm recommended putting Ukraine on a path to membership, a symbolic boost for a country fending off a Russian onslaught that is killing civilians, flattening cities, and threatening its very survival. In another show of Western support, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson toured several sites in Kyiv and promised continued aid and military training. He said the British-led training program could change the equation of this war. In St. Petersburg, Russian President Vladimir Putin said Moscow has nothing against Ukraine joining the EU because it isn't a military organization like NATO. Johnson's trip was followed a day earlier by the leaders of Germany, France, Italy, and Romania, who vowed to support Ukraine's fight. At least 18 people have died as severe floods ravaged northeastern India and Bangladesh, leaving millions of homes underwater and severing transport links. For more on these and other stories making headlines today, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. regulators have authorized the first COVID-19 shots for infants and preschoolers. That paves the way for vaccinations for children under 5 to begin next week. The Food and Drug Administration emergency use authorization follows a unanimous recommendation by its advisory panel. The kid-sized shots are made by Moderna and Pfizer. The FDA's action allows the companies to begin shipping millions of pre-ordered doses across the country. A final sign-off from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is expected this weekend. The nation's vaccination campaign began with adults in late 2020, about a year into the coronavirus pandemic. U.S. President Joe Biden has called on China and other major economies to redouble their efforts to combat climate change and improve energy security, warning that Russia's invasion of Ukraine had sharpened the need for urgent action. And Costa Rica has been reeling from unprecedented ransomware attacks disrupting everyday life in the Central American nation for the last 2 months. The situation is raising questions about the United States' role in protecting friendly nations from cyber attacks when Russian-backed criminal gangs are targeting less developed countries in ways that could have major global repercussions. Experts believe developing countries like Costa Rica are ripe targets for ransomware gangs, which has stopped going after big game targets after several high-profile attacks last year, including a pipeline attack that led to major gas shortages in parts of the United States. China has launched its third aircraft carrier, the first such ship to be designed and built entirely within the country. State media reports that the Type 003 new generation aircraft carrier christened Fujian left its dry dock at a shipyard in Shanghai on Friday morning. State broadcaster CCTV showed assembled Navy personnel standing beneath the massive ship as water jets sprayed over its deck, multicolored streamers flew, and colorful smoke was released. The launch comes as China seeks to extend the range and power of its Navy. Equipped with the latest weaponry and aircraft launch technology, the ship's capabilities are thought to rival those of Western carriers as Beijing seeks to turn its Navy, already the world's largest, into a multi-carrier force. For more on these and other stories making headlines today, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.